town they call Blackpool that is noted for fresh air and fun. And Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom went there, wee Albert, their son. He were a grand little lad, wee young Albert, all dressed in his best quite a swell. Wee a stick, wee an horse's head handle, the finest that Woolworths could sell. They didn't think much to the ocean. The waves were all fiddling and small. There were no wrecks and nobody drowning, in fact, nothing to laugh at all. So seeking for further amusement, they paid and went into the zoo, where there's lions and tigers and camels, aye, and old ale and sandwiches too. There were one famous lion called Wallace. His nose, it were covered in scars, and he lay in a somnolent posture with his cheek up against the bars. Now Albert had heard about lions and how they was ferocious and wild, and seeing Wallace lying so peaceful, well, it didn't seem right to the child. So straightway the brave little fella, not showing a morsel of fear, took his stick with an horse's head handle and shoved it in Wallace's ear. You could see, he's enjoying it. You could see that lion didn't like it. For giving a kind of a roll, he grabbed Albert and dragged him in with him and swallowed the little lad all. Now, Pa, who had seen the occurrence and not knowing what to do next, said, "Mother, yon lion's at Albert." And Mother said, "I am vexed." Then Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom, quite rightly, when all said and done, complained to the animal keeper that the lion had eaten their son. The keeper was quite nice about it and said 'twas a tragic mishap. "Are you sure it's your son that he's eaten?" "I," said Pa, "there's his school cap." The manager had to be sent for. He came and he said, "What's to do?" "Ma," said young lion, "there's Albert, and him in his Sunday best too." The manager wanted no trouble and fetched out his purse right away, saying how much to settle the matter. And Pa said, "What do you usually pay?" But Mother, she got a bit awkward when she saw where her Albert had gone. She said, "No, someone's got to be summoned." So that was decided upon. They all went down to the police station, and in front of the magistrate chap, they told him what had happened to Albert and proved it by showing his cap. The magistrate gave his opinion that no one was really to blame, and he hoped that Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom would have further sons to their name. At this, Mother turned reek flaming. "No, thank you, sir," kindly said she, "to spend all our lives raising children to feed ruddy lions, not me."